Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, all you have to do is go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and then we will answer it here on the podcast, and you're going to help so many other hosts. If they haven't had this one challenge yet, one, they most likely will eventually, or two, they'll get something out of it they can bring to their hosting business. So your questions are so important, and we love answering them. And today we have a question from Francesca.
Hi, from Fajardo, Puerto Rico. I've just contacted like three other hosts in the east area of Puerto Rico, and we've noticed that there's some bed bug scam going on with some past guests. They send pictures about the bites, but there's no evidence that it's from, that they got it from our properties. And also our properties have some high standards, cleaning protocols. Do you guys have experienced that? What do you guys suggest as to tackle these issues with fraudulent guests?
Thanks for calling in, Francesca. Sarah. Let's dig in.
Can you get very vulnerable?
Yeah.
Let people know your history
with
this very famous bug in hospitality. And I think sharing this will really be helpful because you are an expert on where they come from, what happens if you do get bit by them, the before, the during, the after, all of it.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm an expert on having them. But I do want to give a shout out to entomologists, like people who truly study all insects and like how they affect us.
Can you explain when you say you had them? So people understand.
Yep, I'm going to tell. Yeah.
City.
So I lived in New York City and it was 2005 and I was out bartending and my roommate texted me and she was like, I am so excited for you to come home. I did something really awesome. And I was like, and I'm not lying to you. I got a feeling in my stomach of like, I don't actually love this surprise. I don't know what it is, but I am not here for it. So I remember going outside and calling her and being like, what's, I can't wait. Like, what's the surprise? And she said that they found a really lovely couch that looked really nice in the lobby of our apartment building.
So it wasn't outside. It was in the lobby.
Lobby.
Okay.
And I need you to understand, 2005, bedbugs have not, quote unquote, come back yet.
Okay.
So what happened is bedbugs were a real issue. Around like the mid 80s, they stopped the use of DDT, which for good reason, it's cancerous. Like it's a really harsh chemical, deadly. It's not good. But it did eradicate the bug. And whenever people had, so for a long time, there weren't many cases. I can't say none. I don't know. But so we all know what bed bugs are now. But I don't know about you guys. But when my mom, when I was growing up in the 90s, you know, I was born in 82. So growing up in the 90s, and my mom would say that, you know, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. I had no idea what a bed bug was. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what a bed bug was in my high school and college. I had no idea. I didn't know it was an actual bug. Once I got my first case of bed bugs in 2005, as you can guess, that couch was infested. The reason I didn't like the couch is because I'm not a girly who loves like fabric that's been used from someone else who I don't know.
Actually, this is a hosting pro tip right here. This is why when you hear Sarah and I chat about Facebook Marketplace, secondhand stores for these like items, we are adamantly against it because of the potential of bed bugs. Now, if you want to like source some things from, let's say, Facebook Marketplace or a vintage or antique store that aren't fabrics, you know,
Yeah, I do. I agree with you that I won't do it, but right. I do understand how sustainable it is to reuse mm-hmm. good furniture, and furniture from bygone era are made so much better than today's furniture is. So I don't want to not support the people who will find a secondhand sofa from a reputable source or from a home. If you go to the home and the home looks like the person would care if they had bed bugs or not.
But like Francesca said, cleaning standards do not matter.
Well, no, Francesca said that she has high clean. Let me stay on track real quick though. 2005, calf brought upstairs. I don't like fabrics from homes that I don't know what else is going on in that home, right? Like, I don't know what that person's doing in that sofa. And anyway, she brought it up to the apartment. And it's tough when I had two roommates and they both were so obsessed with this couch because we were like starving artists. Mm-hmm. And long story short, it was infested with bed bugs. And so obviously the bed bugs then eventually moved to our bedrooms.
How quickly does that happen?
It actually took a while. Okay. So our friend Neil kept sleeping on the couch because when you're an actor, he kept getting bit and we had no idea why. It got so bad though that eventually I was up late. I was a night owl and I saw this bug crawl across my bed and I freaked out, put it in a plastic baggie. I couldn't find like an extra, I don't know, don't ask me why. It was I hopped in a train. I went all the way to Queens, this entomologist like location, and I had a look at it and they're like, yes, that is a bed bug. And I started getting educated.
But they're teeny, teeny, tiny.
They're very small. They're like the size of an apple seed. I forget why they started becoming like, they started coming back again. Obviously that the heightened travel, people are traveling a lot. They're very transient. They can hitch rides on your shoes, on your pant. Like what they like, though, and this is where Francesca, I think, might be, I don't want to assume, but it sounds like Francesca's not fully understanding that it's nothing about dirt. It's not about food. They're not like cockroaches or mice who are looking for food. They're food. They are looking for food. The food is your human blood. And actually, I learned this back in the day in novels. If you had bite, and they bite in threes usually, whether it's a triangle or in three, in a line of three, it was a sign of wealth back then because not many people had a warm bed to sleep in. And so if you had bed bugs, it actually was like your boss, your fancy.
So it really doesn't have to do with cleanliness? I mean,
Nothing.
Once you find them, we need to remedy and clean.
That's the thing. They are expensive to get rid of. So there's that issue of societal mm-hmm. whatevers, that mm-hmm. not whatevers, but like not everyone has the means to get rid of them.
Okay. Because they don't technically hurt you. They're not like a tick or a leech or anything.
My understanding, I'm not a, you know, entomologist, is no. Like they don't pass diseases at this point.
Okay.
I don't know that anyone, like the thing is people react to them differently.
Right.
So I reacted, like my bites were like huge welts. Like I got these giant welts. Where I learned that not everyone, it could look like a mosquito bite.
Okay.
It's the bedding in threes that can really tell you if there's a bed bug bite. So anyway, I got them again in New York at our apartment. And then I got them when I was on tour, not at a hotel, at a friend's house. So there's that. But I think it's important to know that everyone is that it has nothing to do with like, now Francesca said she had high cleaning protocols. She could have meant that she has trained her cleaners on how to find them. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what I remember having this realization that I need to have a talk with the cleaning teams I work with and make sure they know what to look for.
I didn't know what they look like until you showed me.
Yeah. And or where to look for, like in your mattress, if you mm-hmm. have a mattress protector and your bed is wood, they can hide. You know how like beds connect to each other, like mm-hmm. the different joints? They like to hide in there. If you don't have a mattress protector on, they can hide in the tuft of the of
yes,
the mattress.
Yep.
They like to hide during the day, and they come out at night. They bite you. It doesn't hurt. They do suck your blood.
And then
they feed and go back. Here's where it gets psychologically tough, because you feel like you're being violated in your bed. That's right. Where it's tough. And they're very expensive to get rid of properly. Back in 2005, my landlord didn't know what to do. So he came and brought like flea balm, you know, whatever. And so people still try to do that. Or people will pack up and move because they don't know how to get rid of them.
But they're going to move with you.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So like this is where this is why it's become just this like really big issue, and they're really hard to get rid of.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about AirCover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on AirCover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. AirCover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guests cause damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
So, Francesca,
these claims you have felt, plus other hosts, mm-hmm. we want to dive into, yes, them just sending, it sounds like they're sending a photo of just the bites.
And here's the thing, is that if a guest stays at your property and they also go out to lunch, or on the car ride to your property, or the airplane to your property, or you know what, like you can pick them up and get bit wherever you are. It's more likely to happen overnight in a bed, but it can't. There have been cases on airplanes. Have been cases in movie theaters. It took me a real long time before I felt comfortable going back to movie theaters. And it's tough. You know what's really tough is when these guests send these photos, Airbnb, and they tell Airbnb may unlist your property until you get it figured out. And that sucks, because if there's no proof that it came from your property, now you're losing money. And this is why we'll give a shout out to our friends at Proper Insurance. Mm-hmm. If your insurance policy has a rider that'll support you, should you actually have an issue,
right,
then that's nice, because they might help you with loss of income. But what I want to offer to Francesca is you need to have a bed bug policy. If you have a rental agreement, that's a great place to put it. I would also put it in your Airbnb house rules. I'd put it on your website, terms and conditions. And here's what's, I've never been a victim of a scam like this potential one is, but I have had guests who show me a picture of a bug. One actually freaked out and left. And so what I did immediately is I already had the guy mm-hmm. that I call. He comes over. He's an entomologist, well-rated on you know, Yelp and Google. He comes over. He does a proper examination of the property. He gives me a clean bill of health, meaning like I am this certified, you know, whatever entomologist. There is no signs of bed bugs here. And then I send that picture to the Airbnb chat to prove that you did not get them from me.
Right. Right.
And so what I can tell Francesca is right now, find someone in your community who does these sort of checks. Make sure they are vetted and they know what they're looking for and what they're doing, and find out how much an inspection costs. And then the guest who's claiming they got it from you, you say, I will be getting my property inspected by this reputable local company. If they find infestation, I'm happy to discuss this further. I'm happy to XYZ per our house rules or per our rental agreement. If we do not, I am so sorry for those bites that you've incurred, but they have not come into my property. I'll be in touch as soon as possible.
And that's the key. This is any sort of claim always is speed matters.
Speed matters. So know who your vendor is.
Know who your vendor is on, you know, we're talking about bed bugs now, but let's say your HVAC is down. You have a plumbing issue, electrical, like have a plan for when a guest has some sort of complaint like this or claim. And so you do have to take them seriously.
You do. It sucks.
You know,
you do.
But it is, we're just, this is part of doing business. And honestly, having an entomologist come to your house isn't a bad for them to say, no, you don't have any. I would rather that and pay for that than saying no.
Because you could have them.
Yes, exactly.
So I'll tell a quick story of a friend of mine who has these big, beautiful properties. And it was always a fear of hers that she would get them someday. And finally, a guest said that, hey, we woke up this morning to bites. And she was like, that's not great. I will get an entomologist to the house as soon as possible to do an inspection. And the entomologist did come and they found, and it wasn't like a new infestation. He said, these bugs have been here for a minute. Now, the cool thing is, not the cool thing, but he only found them in that one bedroom.
Which is rare.
They had not, right, they have not spread to the rest of the property, which was great for, you know, for my friend. But she did have them. And it's, I was talking to her. I was like, this is a great reminder that your cleaning team, you should train them, because her poor cleaner has probably been cleaning in this home and then getting in her car.
Right.
And going home.
And going to another house.
Going to another house. So having our conversations and making sure your cleaning companies that you work with, or if you hire an individual, see if there's any sort of trainings that entomologists in your area might offer.
Or, yeah, just anything even on YouTube, finding, like, what they look like, having the awareness for it. So, really quick, let's circle back again one more time with the house rules and the rental agreement, essentially having that bed bug clause in there. And again, your house rule, you have many of them, so it's not like this is going to incite fear or, you know,
no.
It's just like...
I will tell you, too, actually, a little bonus. For my midterm rentals, we have the lease agreement. In the state of Ohio, because they're staying more than 28 days, I have to send them a lead awareness that the property was built before 1978. And then I also have a separate documentation about bed bug policy, and they initial a bunch of statements, and they have 24 hours to report that there are bed bugs in our property, because anything after that, they're responsible for helping us get rid of them, because lives. And you would hope at that point that their insurance, you know, their rental insurance would help you at that point. But midterm renters too, like, because your tenant or your guest tenant is lifing, and you can pick them up while lifing.
And the last thing we want to offer here on, we're just going to call it general scams, whether it be a bed bug scam, someone does a chargeback on your card, just a plethora of different quote unquote scams. We are business owners. Refunds, returns are a part of business. If you plan ahead, and I'm telling you, you could have done nothing wrong, okay? Absolutely nothing. They enjoyed the awesome time, but refunds are just a fact of transactional business. But when you prepare for them and make sure that you have a buffer in your budget for them, they don't hurt. They don't sting as bad. It's like, you know, they're going to happen. Prepping for them, being prepared, and just knowing it's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
And it does help lessen the blow there. And again, I want you to zoom out, every host, because I know some of you are saying, like, what if it's a $10,000 stay? What if it's my peak season? I get that. But we have got to look at this long term, and because we've talked to so many hosts, from the chargeback to the scams to don't make this knock you out of the game.
Yeah,
is basically what I'm saying. We've got to look at the long term investment, the long term gains, the long term profitability.
And when Francesca, when she mentioned it being a scam, it might be a scam.
Yeah,
but
so
if
absolutely.
I think it's actually better for you mentally to just treat it like it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Take it very seriously.
Yes.
Treat it like it's not and do the thing. Now, it sucks because like $150 bed bug inspection, but like Annette said, you've got a budget every year for either a dollar amount or a percentage of this kind of stuff happening, but you can't let it knock you out.
No, for sure. And then, and again, back with that mindset is once we have that like scam or party mindset, then we're just, we're on edge with every single person that books the property.
Anxiety takes over.
Yeah. And so you don't.
And you can't think clearly anymore.
Yeah. We want you to like just kind of
remove
that. Yeah.
I'll tell you too. There are some things I'm really good at being tactical about. I don't know if tactical is the correct word, but I'm very good at kind of like, what are the protocols? How do we just make this go away? Not like go away, like cut corners, but how do we solve this issue?
Solve it.
But there's also other things that I know are harder for me to stay focused on in hosting. And so therefore I find the yin to my yang, right? So if you're not the person, I guess what I'm saying, to handle this, if you can, whether it's your business partner or maybe it's your inspector, team member who might be more equipped to handle things like this in a calm manner, I would empower them to create an SOP with you and then tell them like, hey, I would love for you to take the lead when this happens because you're better suited for it. Be supportive of them still. I'm not saying, you know, but just know thyself, I guess. Yeah.
With that,
I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.